It's Marketplace Tech for Friday, September 30th. I'm Molly Wood, filling in for Ben Johnson. Volvo is going all in on self-driving cars. The company has previously announced its Vision 2020 plan, which says no one will be seriously hurt or killed in a Volvo by 2020. And yesterday in Detroit, the company announced that anyone will be able to buy a self-driving Volvo in 5 years. In fact, you'll be able to add fully self-driving capabilities as an option for an extra 10 grand. And of course, the company also recently teamed up with Uber to test autonomous ride sharing in Pittsburgh. Lex Kersemakers is CEO of Volvo America. He's a man who has spent a lot of time in driverless cars lately, and he's here to tell me more about the company's plans. Lex, thanks for being here.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
For those who may not be familiar, can you describe the partnership that you have with Uber and how it benefits each company?
I think the benefit is that we're both looking for literally for experience. How does the software work in the hardware? How does the autonomous drive system function in the car? We provide the cars and they put in their system. Of course, we have our own system, but Uber puts in their system. And by that, both parties get experience, and then we'll see along the way how we are going to cope in the future, if we are going to merge or separate those systems. That's too preliminary.
What about this kind of, it's been referred to as sort of the fuzzy middle, the middle ground when there are semi-autonomous features in cars that can either themselves malfunction or cause a false sense of confidence?
Yeah, you know there are four stages. And at the moment, we have put pilot assist, as we call it, in our latest car, the S90. That's level two. You're still in control, but the system assists you driving. And then there is a level three, which is this vague area, what you talk about. And then there is level four, where you have a very clear responsibility, or you drive yourself, or the car drives. We are focusing on getting cars on the road in the future at level four. We do not want to work with level three, because there the responsibilities are too blurred.
But there does seem to be a lot of level three type technology coming into vehicles, right? I feel like Volvo is layering on a lot of technology right now.
Yes, but then at the end, we still say it's an assist. It's to assist you. Mm-hmm. The pilot assist we currently have, it drives. It can drive alone, but we demand from our customers that you have the hands on the steering wheel.
Is there a technological way that you ask that of the consumer? Is there any kind of a warning in the car that says, we noticed your hands are off the wheel?
If the hands are not on the wheel after 30 seconds, the system goes automatically, switches off. Mm. So then you get all the signals that you have to drive yourself.
So you said that the fully autonomous vehicles are expected to launch in Sweden next year, the pilot project. There are so many estimates about how soon we are going to get there. Is 2020 realistic?
We say 5 years.
Yeah,
5 years from now, which means 2021. That's for us a realistic time plan. It could be that we resolve a number of issues faster or not, but it's better to under-promise and over-deliver. So what we say is 5 years from now.
That's Lex Kersemakers, CEO of Volvo North America. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Now, the Volvo team brought over an XC90 SUV, which has the pilot assist feature Lex mentioned, and they were rolling up in the brand new S90 sedan. It is really pretty. So for you car geeks, we've got pictures over at our website, marketplace.org. Now it's time for Silicon Tally, where we try to stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news. Our guest today is Michael Bellavia, Emmy Award-winning video producer turned social good CEO. He now heads up the digital agency Helps Good, and he is the social media voice of Smokey Bear. Like, if you tweet Smokey Bear and Smokey answers, that's actually Michael. So, Michael, are you ready to play?
Yes.
Smokey Bear. It's not the bear.
Nope, that was just a song that was made in the 50s or so. But it is, his official name is Smokey Bear.
I love that. Okay, good, good. All right, Michael, what is your first number?
12,545%.
The increase in cost of any given cancer drug since Martin Shkreli bought it.
Oh my gosh. No, it's actually the increase in dictionary.com searches for the word braggadocious during the first presidential debate.
That is amazing.
Yes. I guess it is a word technically, but it's so obscure at this point.
It's like braggadocio is the noun and braggadocious is the adjective or something.
Uh-huh.
All right. 6 years.
I think I know this because I read this and I'm super excited because I want to be on that thing with Matt Damon. It's the number of years Elon Musk says he plans to get humans to Mars.
Oh, that's more like 40. This is the number of years since military Chinese hackers managed to gain unauthorized access to Yahoo And it's computer systems and customer email accounts. 6 years.
Wow.
Several other tech companies like Google were also hit, and companies like Google invested in security to prevent this from happening again. But apparently, at least according to some news outlets that talked to former employees, Yahoo didn't do very much. All right, Michael, what is your next number?
$399.
Oh, still the cost of the Apple Watch, which is still too much?
It's actually the cost of a VR headset from Sony releasing 1013 so that you can go into virtual reality.
All right, mine is 30%.
The percent of people that are waiting for the eye toaster from Apple, maybe?
Man, do you think it's that high? I mean, it could be. You never know. Brand loyalty is an amazing thing. No, 30% is the percentage fall in sales for BlackBerry in just 1 year.
Wow.
Which is probably why they announced on the same day that they revealed they had a 30% drop in sales. They also announced they're not doing phones anymore.
Yeah, I heard. So nobody gets to type with their fingers anymore on all those little buttons.
Michael Bellavia, thank you so much for being here.
Yes, thank you. I appreciate it.
I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech.
He can find a fire before it starts to flame. That's why they call him Smokey. That was how he got his name.
This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.